The feast of today is one to which I look for the whole year, and then it comes, and then that's it. It is very, very special to me, because after all, how many people are descended from a saint? St. Francis Borgia. My grandmother is a Borgia. Of course, in Spanish, there are different ways to say it. And of course, in his life, he was Francisco de Borja, but it was also de Borges. And so that is part of our family gift, that God has blessed our family with this great saint. Interestingly enough, and some might be a little bit scandalized, but some people are scandalized at anything. Who cares? He was the grandson of Pope Alexander VI. Alexander was not a holy man or a holy pope. Of course, we don't need holy popes. We need strong popes that will lead the church in strength. And we owe to Alexander, among other things, many monasteries, but also the Angelus, that we say the Angelus three times a day. But he was not a holy man. And yet his grandson made reparation for him and became a saint, a great saint of the church. When he was still in the womb, his mother ran away from his father, who was Alexander's son, who was very horrible and dissipate and abusive. And she went to Spain, and she ended up in Valencia and a nearby area which belonged to the family of the Borgias. Alexander was the fourth Duke of Gandia, a very, very powerful and wealthy province in the Empire of Spain and of the Holy Roman Empire. As a young child, he grew up with King Philip II and with Don Juan de Austria, who was to defeat the Turks at the Battle of Lepanto in 1571. So, even though there is evil, there is also holiness. And that's what we need to concentrate upon, holiness. He married Eleonor de Castro from Portugal, the Queen Isabel, the Empress, the most beautiful Empress Isabel, named her to be the wife of this young man who had grown up at court. And with her he had eight children. And then the queen died. Now he was the second person in the empire to Emperor Charles V, whom he loved like a father. And they were traveling throughout the empire when Isabel died, this most beautiful queen. And it was the duty of St. Francis to bring the body along with a humongous entourage of guards and noblemen and priests and monks and everything back to Spain to be buried. But at the time of the burial, it was his duty also to open the casket and recognize the body. When he opened the casket, he saw that the beautiful Empress was horrible. She was rotten, and there were maggots coming in and out of her skin. She was no longer the beautiful queen, the beautiful Empress. So he had it closed, and they buried her. He promised our Lord at that moment that he would never serve another earthly human being. But he continued to serve Emperor Charles. And then a few years later, his wife, Eleonor, died, leaving him the father of eight children. As soon as he was able to, he sought the advice of another Spaniard, San Ignacio de Loyola, and with his permission and the emperor's permission, he provided money and education and everything needed for his children. Of course, the oldest son inherited the dukedom of Gandia, and then he went to Rome quietly without any ado and joined the Jesuits. As soon as he was ready and was ordained a priest, St. Ignatius sent him back to Spain to be his vicar in all of Spain and to foresee the growth, the tremendous growth of the Company of Jesus. Eventually, he was to be named the third general of the Company or the Society of Jesus, the Jesuits. In those days, Jesuits were the highest of the highest, the holiest of the holiest. St. Francis made it possible by his wisdom and all his intelligence and his holiness to grow the order all over the world, and especially first Europe, and then later he sent St. Francis, Savior, to Asia, to India, and Japan, and China, and of course many Jesuits that came here to the New World, to America. When he died, he was already recognized as a saint. He was good friends with St. John of the Cross and with St. Teresa of Avila, and many of them came to him for his advice. So today, we celebrate this great saint of the Church. We pray to him for the condition of the Church. We pray to him for the condition of the Jesuits, who are no longer what they used to be, the greatest order in the Church. And we pray to him also for our country in these times of horrible uncertainty and for the good outcome of the election. Of course, it's not, men are not perfect. We should not expect perfection. We should be able to get the best of the best, but we cannot expect perfection. And so we pray for the upcoming election. And I pray for my family. A lot of them are no longer even practicing the faith, who are descendants of St. Francis of Borgia. And also for myself, that St. Francis may grant me the gift of complete and total healing. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.